This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa! Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh my heavens!
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It's good to have you listening on a Thursday. It is absolutely gorgeous outside. I just walked back outside. Micah's like, oh. And then Michelle goes, you know, it's going to probably fool us. I hope that spring has sprung, as you said. But
right.
You know how this goes. We still got to get to the pollen thing that happens.
Hold on. Well, let's go to my AccuWeather forecast here on my phone, because that's always where you get all your information. 61, 79, 70. A little cold spell next Tuesday. But it's going to be nice for the weekend. A little bit of rain on Friday. But okay. It'll be in the pushing 80 on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. See, that's great. No, it really is, man. Because just the crappy weather we've had. So
no, again, I'm closer to the equator. Down here in Sharpsburg. I'm not sure how it's going to work up in Cobb County, but I hear you.
I do agree. You are 3 hours further to the equator than I am. Hey, we're going to give one lucky listener a chance to win the exclusive VIP code to the screening of Coming to America 2. We've been doing this all week. The screening is Thursday, March 4th at 7 o'clock. You can screen it from wherever, guys. You get the exclusive code, but this is kind of cool. A private stream of the movie itself before it releases globally on Amazon Prime, which is going to happen March 5th. So stay tuned. Between now and the 6 o'clock hour, we'll give somebody an opportunity to win that exclusive VIP code. Hey, there is lots going on. Strong arm story of the day. We will dive into all this quarterback craziness that is going on because Deshaun Watson spoke with the Texans. We got Russell Wilson and his camp saying, we don't want to trade, but if we did, here's where we want to go. It is the weirdest, craziest thing that's going on right now in the NFL. But let's talk about our team, Mike, for a second, and talk about what Mel Kiper had to say about our Falcons in a mock draft. He has us moving up to number 2 to go get Zach Wilson?
Okay, time out. I'll say this again. Look, Mel provides a lot of fun and fodder, but old hair helmet, when he starts getting into like trades, I'm going to say time out. Because right now there's a guy in his mom's basement website that can go and bat 3 for 10 the way Kiper does on draft day. So I'm going to slow our roll. The only way I would buy that is if, first off, Fontenot's got to earmark, or again, through the process of evaluating, Justin Fields and feels that Zach Wilson is a better player than Fields. I can't see that. Secondly, if the Jets are going to trade, and let's just say hypothetically Deshaun Watson goes to the Jets. Deshaun Watson will sit there and hold out. Word today out of Houston, he met with the coach, at least talked to the coach on the phone, said, I'm not playing, I'm not doing anything, and I'm sorry, but that's it. But if the Jets were going to trade, and then Houston would then go get Justin Fields or Zach Wilson, because they're going to have to replace, obviously, Deshaun Watson, right? So the only reason, the only logic there is we'd have to sweeten the pot to presumably be trading with Houston. And I don't want Zach. I mean, no disrespect. If I'm getting a quarterback, I gotta get Fields. But if you want to tell me that the Houston Texans via a trade with the Jets want Justin Fields and you want Justin Fields, then you got to do something.
Yeah. Well, here's the other side of that, though. I mean, maybe not. Maybe we just make a deal with the Jets and the Jets go, well, we're gonna take our guy at 4. You want this guy, and we can reassure you that you're going to get him at 2. And maybe we just swap picks with the Jets. Maybe the Texans have nothing to do with this. We have to assume, again, that no trades are going to happen. You have to have plan A, plan B. Plan A is what do you want to do and how are you going to achieve it? Plan B is if there are trades and how are we involved in it? So let's just say we're switched for the simple purposes of this conversation. We're just switching with the Jets. We're just going to swap picks. They're going to get who they want, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's Penei Sewell, whoever, at four, and we're going to go get Zach Wilson. I think you're right about the whole notion of moving a couple of spots. I don't believe that you need to do that in this draft, and I've said this. The only guy I'm moving to go get is Trevor Lawrence, and Jacksonville right now does not seem interested in anybody
right.
trying to take that pick from them, regardless of what the draft capital is going to be. So we just assume at this point it is February. We'll see what happens in March, and when we get to April, that nobody's going to take that first pick. So that's Lawrence. But, Mike, that's the only guy I'm moving for. I'm not moving two spots to go get Zach Wilson. When if all these quarterbacks, there's Lawrence, and then as one of our guests said today, and then there's Justin, and Justin is 1A,
right?
And let's just say, you know, Zach Wilson is 1C. I don't, there's not that much differentiating between them that I would be willing to do this. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, and again, Houston, by the way, guys, nothing you could argue to Carl's point, nothing would ever get resolved, you know, by where the draft is in April, right? I mean, unless something dramatic happens.
I think they go into the draft and Deshaun Watson is still their quarterback. Now, the only thing that changes that, let's just say the Dolphins. Dolphins have two first-round picks, okay? And they got, I think, 2 seconds and a third. If the Dolphins said, hey, we want to make a deal and we're willing to give up this, all this, draft night then could be interesting, but that's going to be the first time that really we find out if this is even going to happen. I don't believe that it happens until after the draft, simply because, again, if this is a game of chicken now where we're not moving you and he says, I want out, well, then we're going to have to wait it out.
I just, like I said earlier, the Russell Wilson stuff, of all the quarterbacks that are unhappy where they are, I'm going to say Russell Wilson most likely to stay where he is. How's that?
Maybe.
And then Deshaun Watson on the other end of that. So you really think he's going to be able to get out of Dodge?
I don't know if he wants to get out of Dodge. See, sometimes
I don't know, man.
No. So, sometimes, Mike, just like in your relationship, your wife or your girlfriend just wants a little bit more of your attention, and sometimes they do things to get a little bit more of your attention. It doesn't mean they want out. It doesn't mean she wants a divorce. Just means they want a little bit more for your team. That's how I'm looking at this Russell Wilson thing. I think he feels disrespected. And we were going to talk about this in 10 minutes, and we will. We'll get more into it because I think it relates to Matt Ryan as well. But I think he feels like he's been disrespected. There's no way in hell Russell Wilson should have a meeting with coaches or your head coach. And then basically it's dismissed as, well, we appreciate you what you're saying, but we don't care. That's pretty much what happened during the season as it's been reported. And that kind of set these dominoes in the play. So I think there has to be a come-to-Jesus kind of conversation with where the organization is going. How are you going to protect me more and better moving forward? I'm tired of being sacked. I'm tired of some of these other things that have played out. How are we fixing them? And if I can't be a part of that solution, then yes, Russell will want out.
Meanwhile, by the way, you know, I was funny. I was just looking while you were talking about that. You know, the Texans don't even have a first or second round pick to package.
I know. That's Bill O'Brien.
I mean, that's the Laramie Tunsil trade. So they don't even have a first or second. Man, boy, oh boy, are they screwed. Either way, they're going to want to get everything. And if you want to believe that the Jets would be the most viable because they've got the most cap space to accommodate him, Deshaun Watson, we'll see. Meanwhile, I still think Falcons go Justin Fields. I still think, I know that you and I, and we're trying to get this out of our quarterback, I should say out of our general manager and the head coach. I just think they've certainly kept it open-ended. There's so many options out there. Everything you and I have talked about. Can I bring another name into the conversation for us?
Sure.
We discussed this guy about 2 weeks ago, Trey Lance. Does that give Falcon fans heebie-jeebies if I say Trey Lance? You know, can we get Lance in our pants and give him to trade down, go get Penei Sewell or a corner at four? I mean, and then still get our quarterback of the future, a guy who's definitely raw, but we could give him a year to develop or more.
Yeah.
Is that a non-starter for
okay,
us?
Okay, so I said that Brian Billick, it's Dukes and Bell, by the way, it's our Falcon Report before we continue, and it is brought to you by our friends. Beautiful day. Get some Domino's, man.
Right on, guys. Domino's, week-long carryout deal. You get any of Domino's five crusts with up to three toppings any day of the week. Ask for that car side delivery. Go to Domino's.com.
So I said Brian Billick, Steve Weiss, they were asked this question about our Falcons. We've had Brian Billick on the show, but this is what he said, and I kind of agree with this, okay? Basically, he said, if you take a quarterback at four, this is a mistake for the Falcons. And I want you to get away from thinking about, well, what are we going to do in the future? Just put that aside. He says, well, if you take a quarterback at four, right, and now you've started the clock on Matt Ryan, the whole thing is Matt Ryan, when the pocket was clean last year, was the sixth best quarterback in the National Football League. We don't think about it because our team only won four games. But again, these are segments of games and segments of things, how they played out. So when you kept him clean, he was the sixth best quarterback in the NFL. So Brian Billick is saying, listen, you're going to waste a pick on a guy that's going to sit on the bench, which is what I was telling you guys yesterday, for a year when I can make my team better right now, not only for now, but for the long term. So his whole deal is run the ball like we've been talking about. Let's protect. Let our guy keep him clean and let him continue to be and play at a high level, but our team is better whether he's here or not. And that's my issue right now with committing to a quarterback that you're going to have sit, whether it's Justin or Trey. Now, if you're telling me we're going to draft these guys, Mike, and Matt is out, that's a different conversation, but we're not having that one.
Well, again, we're using the basis that Matt would be gone after this year, that they would eat the kind. And that's what a lot of guys around the talking heads we've had on the show, that's kind of like now taken as, well, that's a done deal. Matt, that might not be the case. That we actually might actually go to the playoffs this year, and then there's no reason to break up the band.
Well, let me ask you this.
But the flip side, though, is if you are never going to be picking as high as four again in the next 10 years, then you got to go do something special when you got that pick.
Do you? Look at what's happened this offseason. Look at how all of a sudden quarterbacks we never thought would be available are available. Do you? 3 years from now, we don't know what the market's going to look like.
Tua wants out of Miami. The reigning MVP wants out. I mean, I don't
know. We don't know what the market's going to look like. And I'm just saying, let's stop being so narrow-minded with we have to. 3 years from now, we could have a crazy free agent market just like right now where quarterbacks that are established, winners, even Super Bowl winners go, you know what? I don't like where
you
I'm at
really
right now.
You think that the tail now is going to wag the dog?
Yes.
The power has swung to the place. You don't think the owners are going to push back on this? You don't think we're going to have ironclad contracts that you can't get out of?
No,
I mean, I'm just telling you, the owners are going to push back on this. They are not going to allow this to happen for another 2 or 3 years in the NFL.
Of course they will, because you're paying quarterbacks 40% of your cap. Of course you will. It's not going to happen everywhere. Every team's not going to have quarterbacks jumping. But the point is, yeah, you're going to see more of guys.
So you are slipping,
are empowering what their power is or their position is.
Our position is clear. You think we're going to the playoffs this year, and you want to add players to it. I say we're not. We got to go get Fields. Is that where we stand now?
No, I'm not saying we're going to playoffs. I'm saying that this is how you make your team better for now and the future. The playoff thing. I ain't seen Arthur Smith coach a game yet. What you talking about?
Get that quarterback.
I like the move.
Get that quarterback.
I like the move, but I haven't seen him coach a game. Let's let Arthur Smith put the Falcon gear on and coach a game before we start talking about playoffs. I think this is how you make your team better for now and later. All right, coming up, strong arm story of the day. Speaking of Matt Ryan, we'll get into this with Matt Ryan next.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Clint Capella on the way, Hawks Center at sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. We think right after 6, maybe 6:20, but he will be here on Dukes and Bell. Let's dive into this conversation and how it applies to Matt Ryan. And Mike, JT Akers hits us up. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. He says, Dukes, so what you're saying, sir, is instead of taking a quarterback that we know we can get now for the future, roll the dice that somebody might be available in 3 years, that's pretty big chance we're taking. JT, no bigger chance than drafting. No one, nobody knows any of these quarterbacks if they'll be winners, Mike, if they'll be Super Bowl winners. You talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. This is a crapshoot. Unfortunately, as much as we know about these guys, think about all the drafts you've ever seen and went, he's going to be a stud, and then the guy's a bust. No bigger chance. And the only thing that I'm saying is we have other options. We will not be cap-strapped in 3 years. There will be opportunities to do things if you want to go in a different direction. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that we will. I'm mm-hmm. not saying that that's the right thing to do. But it's like our hand is not forced. Our hands are not behind our back going, we got to take a quarterback at four, or we got to move down or up or whatever. We don't have to. We have a guy. So that's the thing. But I understand, because this is how we've been built, Mike, is to take a quarterback early in drafts because of the rookie, you know, structure and how it helps your team. This is how we're built. It makes sense. I understand that. But we don't have to do that to be better next year.
Sorry, the cat's crawling in front of him. If you're watching on Twitch right now, you can see it. He's had to invent the catapult right there. That's the kind of cut.
Why doesn't Ike chase the cat out the room, though?
When Ike is out in the backyard running around, that's when the cat feels this is like a safe zone. So then gotcha. The cat's up here, and you can watch on. Again, Carl, this is quality content. I'm just saying, like, and I everything you just said is accurate. In a perfect world, we could trade down, get our quarterback of the future, beef up the O-line, help pass rush, get the corners, get all the things we need. But I still feel, at the end of the day, doing all those things, you know, in 16, we already had a team that was 8-8. We had pieces in place. Alex Mack put us over the top, and we got three studs to come in as rookies and contribute. I think that you and I, like, you saw the video. We're on delay.
Yes,
so
yes,
you just saw the video. Cat landed on a beanbag chair from PETA. Cat's perfectly safe. But it was a toss of some 4 feet.
This made me laugh because in your mind, I see your eyes, and your eyes are like, I'm trying to listen. So you're literally like, go.
I got this cat. I threw the cat about as not as far as Tom Brady threw the Lombardi Trophy, okay? It landed on a beanbag chair. He's like, cat's doing fine. Anyway, getting back to this team. I mean, to me, if you believe in Justin Fields, if you think about what he's accomplished at Ohio State, if you think about what that Clemson game looked like as he out-dueled the guy that everybody is locked in as their number one, how do you not draft him at number four? How do you not draft a kid from Kennesaw to come in, to be the hometown kid, you know, to have him here, let him learn from Matt Ryan? If Matt Ryan, we make the playoffs, and Matt Ryan can teach him for 2 years. And then he's good. And then you'll eventually we'll free up from cap space, and we're good to go. A transformative quarterback that can do all the things that Falcon fans who are not overly in love with Matt Ryan would be excited about. And look, I get it. The temptation is to believe if we can knock it out of the park like we did in 16, we can get back in the playoffs. And that's what people are hanging at. To me, it's false hope. To me, it's false hope. I just don't see it. I don't see it with this team. I don't see a team going from 4 wins to the Super Bowl. 4 wins to the playoffs. Yes, we did that in 2008 with Matt Ryan's rookie year.
Yeah, it could be. And it's a valid point. All right, so let me ask you this. It's Dukes and Bell. We were talking about the two stories today. If you're just joining us, there are two things that have happened that have kind of moved these quarterback stories forward that have us thinking again, or at least watching a little bit closer. One is Deshaun Watson. Friday had a conversation. I think it was Zoom. This is the first time he's had a conversation with David Culley, who's the new head coach with the Texans. The reports are that Culley was, hey, glad to have you. Can't wait to work with you. And Deshaun was like, I want out. We're looking forward to changing things around here. I'm not playing there. So I'm not saying it was nasty and contentious and like Deshaun was like, blank you. But he was adamant that his stance has not changed.
Right.
That is one thing that is being reported today. So we now know he's spoken at least with the head coach, the new head coach, and basically said the same thing he's been saying. I don't care who's there. I want out. That's one thing that has us thinking that Deshaun may be moved eventually. The other story has to do with Russell Wilson, Mike. And we asked one of our guests today that came on, one of our NFL guys, about this. And he was saying, you know, that basically Pete Carroll, and we were talking about what kind of coach Pete Carroll is, mm-hmm. Pete and Russell Wilson, I don't want to say a fallout because I think that's inaccurate, but they did have some difficult discussions during the season, and I want to put this in context. Russell Wilson was having an MVP-type season the first 8 games of the year. They're averaging almost 34 points a game. You guys remember they came here and beat us up. And we were like, whoa, that's a team.
Right.
So the second half of the season, I'm just giving you the numbers. Russell becomes a guy that on average threw for less than 200 yards, or on average 200 yards, And Mike, the offense all of a sudden just sputtered, which led them to find their offensive coordinator.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, I think Ciara is definitely his Yoko.
You remember that?
Yeah, I think we played that. We're like, what? Yeah, so Ciara, for those who don't know, Yoko Ono comes into John Lennon's life, and the joke is she breaks up the Beatles. They couldn't stand her. Everybody loves Ciara. She's beautiful. It was a pop culture reference. But she's in his head, Carl. And here's the other thing. Russell Wilson, 40 touchdowns this year, 13 picks. He wanted the governor's taken off. He wanted to be able to show. The vibe seems to be out of Seattle. He sees what Mahomes is doing. Going, I can do the same stuff Mahomes is doing.
Let Russ cook
was the hashtag. Pete Carroll is an egomaniac. Pete Carroll talks about all these things about team, and everybody, as soon as they get out of there, all they do is say what a bastard he was working for him. So I don't know. I don't think Seattle could ever move on from Russell Wilson. I think the truth is in the middle. He could do more and be allowed to free up in the offense, but when they did, he threw for 7 interceptions. Well, I think there were fumbles in there, too. There were 7 turnovers in the game after he had the argument about wanting to open things up. Chris Carson is not a star running back. I mean, he got injured. He only played in 12 games this year. He was on pace for 1,000 yards.
He was playing good. Yeah,
he was playing good. But I mean, if you're Seattle, I'm not saying I'm going to totally agree with Russell, but I think Pete Carroll's out of his mind. That defense isn't even close to the Legion of Boom. They're not even making the playoffs without Russell Wilson.
No. And the final 8 games is 23 points. First 8 games was 34 on average. So almost a 10.5, 11-point drop. And so I think the split, or at least the point of contention, became when Russell apparently tried to have a meeting with the coaching staff, and this includes the OC at the time and Pete Carroll, and wanted to give his advice as to what he thought the offense needed to do to get out of this downward spiral. And basically they dismissed him. At least that's the reports.
Our process of being unlimited. So when people ask what you're thinking about.
And that, Mike, I think, led to, what was it? Was it the Dan Patrick interview?
Yeah, Dan Patrick says, look, I've been hit like 400 times in the last whatever, how many years, 3 or 4 seasons. This is the argument you and I were having during the Falcon report. It's hard to believe that you develop, you draft, you give that franchise tag or franchise salary to a quarterback.
Sure.
And you're going to let these guys then tell you where they're going to go in the middle of the contract. I can't see NFL teams signing off on this. The Deshaun Watson is different, but the Texans have got to have a plan, Carl. They can't go into this draft thinking that Deshaun Watson might actually sit out. Is Russell Wilson prepared to sit out? In Seattle, he's passive-aggressive. His agent says, no, Russell doesn't want to be traded. Oh, but by the way, here's 4 teams that he only wants to go to.
Yeah, I think this is all strategic for Russ. As I said, this is about getting your team's attention, maybe your coach's attention, maybe your owner's attention, and saying, hey, this is what I'm trying to communicate, and it's just not getting through. And maybe all these things get settled. But to your point about, these quarterbacks, again, it's not every one of them. But I think every year you're going to look around and you're going to have 4, 5, 6 guys that are taking up 40% of their team's cap, that are $100-plus million guys. And now we're on the verge, Mike, of starting to get up to 200-plus, okay? If you sign Dak Prescott to $40 million a year, okay, what does that say for the quarterback market? So you ultimately are going to start getting up to the $200, $250 million a year. Those guys will command certain things, and that is influence within the organization. Are they saying who to hire? No, because I had this conversation with one of our listeners. This is not total control, but they do and will have more influence than they've ever had. Terry Bradshaw wasn't making this kind of money.
Yeah, I mean, again, but that's the old NFL. And that's when the quarterbacks actually would call the plays. That's how old that is. I just can't. But I'm just telling you, NFL owners, I don't think they're going to allow this to continue. You know, again, I'm not saying there's going to be some kind of collusion type event, but you're telling me that this is going to be the new reality, that the NFL is going to take the page from the NBA. Where the employees tell the employers how it works. Now, again, we have a lot of our audience that says that's the way it should be, but I'm just telling you, I can't imagine NFL owners allowing this. You develop your quarterback. I mean, remember, Seattle lived a charmed life, Carl. They were able to do all those things when Russell Wilson was on his rookie deal as a third-round pick.
And see, so that's even more of the argument. dude, you got me on the cheap. Look what you got. We've been to playoffs every year I've been here.
Right.
We hadn't had a losing season. To me, that's even more so to say, listen to what I have to say. Take it in. Respect it. And then let's try to work together. Don't just dismiss whatever I'm saying to you as you don't know anything. That's right. How you get guys to leave your organization.
But it seems to me like it's a slow burn in Seattle. Houston is beyond, I don't know, the pale. The reports you mentioned earlier, Deshaun Watson meets with his coach or talks to his coach and says, look, I'm not playing here, so sorry.
Hey, man, plenty more to get to. As we mentioned, Clint Capella's coming up. And if you guys want to join in, you can. Tell us what you think. This is as crazy as it's been. I don't know if either one of those guys gets moved, but we've already seen Goff and Matthew Stafford move. Did you think they would be traded? What do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Well, there's a crazy story about Lady Gaga and her puppies. I mean, a terrible story. I'll get to that. Somebody has kidnapped the dogs. Also, Carl, we got some bad news. We found out who's going to be replacing one of our favorite guys on ESPN for NFL's draft coverage. I've got a couple of words for you. NFL Network. We'll explain coming up next. Little Guy Talk part duh, as we like to say here. It's brought to you by our buddies at Cricket Wireless, guys, and appreciate them sponsoring the program. Again, get more of what you love. Smile, you're on Cricket. Crazy story out of Hollywood, and you and I are big dog lovers, like a lot of our audience, and whenever we put photos up of the puppies or the pets, just like the interest earlier when Z the cat decided to make herself part of the Twitch broadcast earlier. We have a lot of animal lovers out there. A guy packing a gun comes up on Lady Gaga's dog walker. This is in Hollywood. She's got a dog walker because, you know, celebrities have that. Regular folks have that, too, from time to time. Guy's name is Ryan Fisher. He strolled along a street, Carl, got her three dogs, and they're French bulldogs. About 9:40 last night, guy rolls up out of the car, and the guy tries to fight him off. They shoot him in the chest four times.
So real.
I was reading the story today in USA Today. It's just bananas. So she's in Italy at the time of the robbery. So this guy's house sitting. She's offering $500,000 for the rewards. The guy had obviously go to the hospital. He's thankfully recovering well. So however you get popped four times in the chest and not hit something vital is pretty amazing. One of the dogs was later found down the street, and the cops got their hands on it. But here's the thing. They're saying that they don't know because – you know, we've seen celebrities followed from airports, and we've seen in Hollywood, we've seen athletes target. LeBron's house seems to get targeted a lot, right? We've talked about that. Yeah. You think this was you think they specifically knew it was Lady Gaga? Or according to this article in the LA Times, there's apparently a big black market for French bulldogs.
So I was going to say our man. I will say my man, Big Boy, breeds French bulldogs. And I talked to him about one half of Outkast, by the way, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about. I had talked to him about these French bulldogs. And the price, Mike, on these French bulldogs is incredible.
Gotcha.
And so they're very expensive. They are hard to breed. There's a lot that goes into it and all of that. And so I understand why there might be a demand for them after talking with him about this, because I didn't know. It's a few years back, and he was telling me all about it. And he's a big pet lover. So the point is, I don't know if she was targeted, but I would have to think, again, if this particular person was walking them in the same area,
right,
that they probably
knew. It's a routine,
yeah, right. They knew what was going on, and they had seen the dogs. And it's just unfortunate, man. I mean, that's awful. This is as bad as it gets when you start talking about not only just taking the dogs, but also this man being shot four times.
Right. According to an article I'm reading right now, and this is from the New York Daily News, purebreds can go north of $15,000. Holy shnikes. Okay, and at low end, 10 for the purebred. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, that's a thing. Who knew? But we've seen that before out there in California with that. I mean, did I ever tell you the story? That's how my grandfather met my grandmother. Did I ever tell you that? I think this is one. You know what? Here's one story I believe you could actually say. I have not heard you tell this story before.
No, I hadn't heard this one.
After World War II, my grandfather was a detective in New York, NYPD. My grandmother was a dancer on Broadway. And my grandfather is doing the investigation. Somebody kidnapped her dog. She had a Russian wolfhound,
wow,
purebred. And my grandfather falls in love and runs off with my grandmother. And there
crazy.
You go.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. Yeah. You never know how
late. Yeah, I don't tell that story because he left a wife and two kids at home, so it's kind of there's another side to that story. But anyway, I digress. Hey, man, ESPN announced today, or at least the word got out, USA Today got their hands on the story. They got their broadcast team coming together for the NFL draft. NFL draft, by the way, is supposed to be in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. and locations around First Energy Stadium.
They're switching cities.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Depending on how it goes. I mean, the one in Nashville was insane. Obviously, Philadelphia, there's been some great outdoor events. But anyway, it's supposed to be in Cleveland, again, COVID permitting. They're putting Mike Greenberg on to replace Trey Wingo.
Why?
Well, Wingo's gone. Our boy Trey's out, remember?
Well, yes, I know, but I'm saying why Green versus some other the other choices?
Why is he on television to begin with? These are a great question.
I'm a little surprised, I guess. Wingo was great.
Love Trey Wingo. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm not. We had Golic on today. Mike Golic is the nicest guy in the world. I love
Real
Golic,
dude.
I cannot stand Greenberg. I cannot stand that guy. Smarmy. Ugh. Blah. Well, anyway, I got three words. I got to go with this. Less smarmy. I got to go. Rich Eisen. I guess I'll be watching the NFL Network.
They have the coverage.
I don't get his thing. But anyway, so that's where they're going to go with, because, again, you're going to have more athletes involved. And, of course, they'll have Todd McShay, usual suspects. Gruden, of course, is unavailable. He's coaching the Raiders the last couple of years. But Trey Wingo left. I always thought Trey did a fantastic job, you know, on the fly. That's a tough job. You got people in your ear, basically the entire broadcast, and you got to play quarterback.
Last year, Mike, I mean, you know, when we were all at home and we were right. Like, how are they going to pull this off? It was seamless. He did an amazing job. So, yeah, I mean, I asked the question why, as in who else was in the running. That's what I meant by that. Like, not as
right,
in
right.
not knowing Wingo wasn't there. That's who else was, you know, who else was on the piece of paper that they went, all right, here's our choices. That's all
right.
But Greeny, listen, he's doing a lot of stuff for them, right? He's got the radio show back. I guess I haven't even listened. It's a 2-hour deal. He's got the get up. I call it get up and turn off. And then what else? And then he's doing some other stuff for them as well. So, listen, he's got a big profile. It makes sense, but I just wonder who else they were going to potentially have in the making there.
All right, man. Some other good news today. We found out, according to the AJC, that the crane should be coming down. A big chunk of the crane in Midtown.
Finally!
And they're saying Friday folks should be able to get back to some sense of normalcy. For those who haven't been following the story, you've been out of town over at 1105 West Peachtree. Brassfield and Gorey's crane had something happen to it, and it was all of a sudden cockeyed. And then, as we've been joking around, how many cranes does it take to take a crane down? So a lot of folks have had to go, I presume, out of pocket, or I guess they'll get paid back. But I don't know how this works out if you've been living in a hotel the last couple of days, so you can't go into your dojo. And businesses have been jammed up, too.
Are they paying for all of that, by the way?
I don't know. I will do an I-team investigation on that.
Okay.
I should say an S-team. I'll have Squidbilly look around and find out about that.
I'm just curious if you can't go to the crib. I mean, are they paying for me to be somewhere else?
Hey, also, here's some good news today. Just found this one out. Costco is going to boost their minimum wage to $16 starting next week.
Wow.
I didn't realize they're paying $15. No wonder everybody's so happy when I'm in there loading up my cart. But, earlier this month, Walmart said it would raise the average pay to $15. Minimum wage, by the way, is $7.25. They're debating it in Congress. Small business owners, it's not, you know, that's not easy. You don't want to see it jump too much. But great to see some of these big companies like Costco. That's not good business right there. Matter of fact, I'm going to go buy some chicken salad tonight.
It's a good place, man. You know this. We talk about it all the time. You go in, you need one thing, you come out with 16, and you've spent $400.
Dude, by the way, you got any insight on pool chairs? I got to get some of those. Anyway, first world problems. Let's see how the market did today here on Dukes and Bell. But you're right, bro. Yeah, I'm going to have to go buy a used pickup truck. I got to load up. Dow Jones was, I hadn't checked the market today. Oh crap. 560 points down was the Dow.
What?
S&P was down 96. NASDAQ was down 478 points. Worst sell-off since October.
Yee.
You know, this is why I don't really look at this stuff during the day. And I don't, if you get your 401k, maybe you shouldn't look at it because it'll make
you depressed.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that. Let's snap out of it. I know how we can do that. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Who, man?
Woo!
Ric Flair. The Nature Boy.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. I should have told you to give me some more Ric Flair. He is 72 today, and again, hope he's having a great birthday.
Yeah,
got through those health scares. It's great to hear. Sean Astin, Rudy, and yes, Rudy was offsides, is 50 today. Also one of the Hobbits. Chelsea Handler.
She's a dirty girl.
She's 46 today. James Brown, CBS's James Brown, is 70 today.
His hairline 77. Go ahead.
It's going up high. Whenever
Caliendo. I love JB.
Basically described in the business as the most beloved and nicest guy in all media. Here we go.
Yeah.
You got to call Nestler. See if the Nature Boy is throwing down tonight. We had him on. What was it, our fifth anniversary? We had Ric Flair on.
Surprise call. We didn't even expect it.
Right on. Hey, man, Kurt Rambis is 63 today. Todd Blackledge is a 60. Magic Man, Don Majkowski, makes his home here. Former Packer quarterback in Atlanta, 57. And here's a crazy one for you, Carl. Paul O'Neill, former Red and Yankee. Okay. His birthday today, he's 58. I didn't know this. I was looking it up for Guy Talk.
Big guy, by the way. Big guy.
Did you know he's the only player to have played on the winning team in three perfect games?
No.
Tom Browning with the Reds. David Wells with the Yankees and David Cone with the Yankees. He was in the lineup for all three games for the winning team.
I did not. I do know this. When I ran up on him, I was like, "This is a big dude,
big guy." Hey, man, George Harrison would have been 78 today. Here's a sad one for NASCAR fans. Davey Allison would have been 60 years old today. Of course, killed in a helicopter crash. Bobby Riggs, Battle of the Sexes, also born today. There's your Guy Talk on a Thursday.
Hey, man, let's give one lucky listener a chance to get exclusive the VIP code to see the advanced screening of Coming to America 2. It's going to happen March 4th at 7 o'clock. Private streaming of the movie before it's released globally on Amazon Prime Video on March 5th. Caller number 9 at 404-741-0929. Chris is going to take care of you. 404-741-0929. Good luck and enjoy Coming to America. When we come back, top 3 at 6. Clint Capella's on the way as well. Hawks get a big win last night. We'll talk about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.